Easiest way to know whether to hold or to sell is to see 1 year's performance. So I got people who come to me for consultation again. They will ask me, Eric, I have the urge to sell my property. After going through the numbers, so what do I look at? Number one, is the property in good area. Okay, so after it passed my location, passed my tennis court, next is, does this property perform in just this 1 year? I'll look at the performance in this 1 year. If the property appreciate by at least 100,000, it means there's appreciation, right? And then you can continue to hold lah. Oh, if I see that you already own the property for like, 10 years, 20 years, and I see that, it is still performing, then keep lah. Because whatever you hold now, it may be the best compared to the alternative out there. Because I'm afraid that after you sell, you will regret 1 year later, Eric. Easiest way to know whether to hold or to sell is to see 1 year's performance. So in my experience, I will tell you whether you should hold or should you sell. Then holding on to this performing property is definitely the smartest choice. At the end of the day is to hold on to good properties.